91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. I'm Wanda Miles on a Monday morning. It's October 29th. Great to have you with us. Support for NPR Newscast comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. Well, early voting is underway, with many South Floridians finding themselves in long lines over the weekend to cast ballots. Many others are wondering where their absentee ballots are. With those stories and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, good morning, Phil Latzman.
Good morning, Wanda. A lot of questions out there. First of all, more than 51,000 people in Miami-Dade and over 54,000 people in Broward showed up to vote early on Saturday and Sunday. Another 21,000 or so cast their ballots over the weekend in Palm Beach County. Efforts such as the Souls to the Polls campaign, designed around African-American churches, are said to be a main reason for this weekend's high turnout. Early voting at select locations in York County continues through this coming Saturday. Now, absentee balloting also remains popular, but some in Broward have reported delays in getting their absentee ballots in the mail. While there's no need to worry just yet, a legal expert assures voters they'll be able to vote even if they don't get their absentee ballot before Election Day. Lee Rowland is a legal counsel to the Brennan Center, which is a leading expert on voting rights all over the country.
Floridians can actually track online where their absentee ballot is. Every voter can go to their own county supervisors of elections website, or the State Division of Elections offers a voter information lookup, which both can tell you what the status of your absentee ballot is.
And Roland says if that doesn't work, there's another option.
You can also cast a full ballot at the polls, even if you requested an absentee ballot, so long as you never filled out and turned in that ballot.
Roland also says that an election official will have to confirm that you never got that ballot when you go to the polls, and even if there's a problem with that process, voters can still cast ballots provisionally. Now, for more information on what your options are as an absentee voter, there's also plenty of good information on what to what you have to vote for and other ways to streamline your early voting process. You can visit WLRN.org. Plenty of information there. Mitt Romney will visit the University of Miami on Wednesday in his latest attempt to woo voters in South Florida. The former Massachusetts governor swung through three Florida cities over the weekend as he continues to focus on the nation's largest swing state. Steve Newborn of our sister station WUSF was there and reports that Romney is striking a more moderate tone as the campaign enters its final days.
Mitt Romney revved up a crowd estimated at 15,000 people in a football field in Tampa's northern suburbs Saturday night. There, he implored the crowd to get out and vote. Governor Romney also struck a note of bipartisanship, saying he'd work better with Congress than President Obama has.
When I become president, I'm going to meet regularly with Democrat leaders and Republican leaders, talk about our challenges, look for places there's common ground, because it's just too critical for us to keep going down the same path.
Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan, will keep the focus on Florida with three stops here today. He'll be in Jacksonville in the morning, Melbourne in the afternoon, and Lakeland tonight. I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
And in sports, great day for the Dolphins. They now have a winning record. Last year's MVP Matt Moore stepped in for the injured Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. Dolphins did not miss a beat as their defense helped them roll past the Jets 30-9. It was their third straight victory. Moore threw a touchdown pass. Olivier Vernon recovered a blocked punt in the end zone for a touchdown, blocked a field goal as well. The Dolphins smothered Mark Sanchez and company, and they are now 4-3. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.
Coming up, during World War II, even successful generals could be fired.